I'm afraid that if we get into
I let you talk, all right? Are you going to let me talk?
Anthony, I think I get the gist of what you're saying. So,
No. When you moved to Tampa, we agreed that for this to work, you know, we need to be, you know, very diligent about maintaining our lines of communication.
No, it's true, but I'm busy here.
Okay.
Anthony, we're getting new guys in all the time. They're in bad shape. They need help. And my boss is...
Look, I don't want to talk about all the new guys you're seeing, okay? And I don't want to talk about your crazy boss.
I'm just trying to describe what's going on here.
Look, I talk to your mother more than I talk to you, okay? And that makes me feel...
You talk to my mom? Why are you talking to my mom?
Well, you know, because, you know, she doesn't hear from you either. And she asked me what's going on with you. What am I supposed to...
Wait, hold on.
At least she's
honest
with me.
Hold on, that's my boss. Hold on.
Are you serious?
I have to go. I'll call you back.
Are you seriously doing this right now?
I'm sorry. I'll call you right back. Okay.
Why? Just forget it. Don't call me.
Fine.
Fine?
Hello?
What? Do you have leaves here?
Colin.
Is that Heidi? Hey, hang on a second.
Okay.
No, it's a restaurant called Zango? I'm sorry, I just need to... I'm going to cast.
That's okay. No problem.
I don't know.
Where are you?
Sorry, hold on. Dubai. Okay, good. He is no... He just doesn't understand me. Okay, thank you. So very quickly here. Go ahead.
Me? Go ahead? With what?
Oh, Jesus Christ, Heidi, report. Go ahead.
Of course. Let me just get everything in front of me. Just hold on.
Sorry. Okay, sorry. Take your time. I'm sorry I shouted.
No, that's okay.
I had to reverse my clock like twice this week. I don't even know.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I get it. Whoa.
Jesus, this
Careful.
Place is...
Okay, so you ready?
Huh?
So we are fully up and running in weekly sessions.
Right.
We're identifying...
Right.
Key memories and it's
great
just,
lunches.
Yes, full participation. We're getting everyone. There's no issue there. They're used to eating on the schedule. So,
well, sure.
Yeah. And I think that we're making some real, really great progress. For instance,
great.
Our client, Walter Cruz, he's
Walter Cruz.
Yeah, from my subgroup.
He's the one rooming with Schreier.
Yes, they served in the same unit,
right.
And it's helpful, I think,
okay.
for them to bunk
okay,
together.
That, yeah, that guy Schreier, I need to talk to you about that.
Yeah, he's at 4 weeks.
Yeah, okay, hold on. I'm going to patch in some audio here. Hold
You're
going
to patch in
I'm putting you on speaker.
Uh-huh.
Can I share a sound file with you? Do I go to the archive here?
Yes, in the archive, you tap it, and then add me.
It's slow, the interface is...
What exactly are we listening?
Okay, here it is. I'm touching it. Now, do I add you?
Yeah, there should be a prompt right there.
Uh-huh. I got Heidi, V.E., okay, Heidi Bergman, there you are. I'm sharing it with you now.
And now it should just play.
No, I'm tapping. It's not doing anything. It's not. God damn it.
No, just...
Here it is.
You got it?
Yeah.
Okay, this is from the cafeteria feed, the audio archives from the communal areas, okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
Steve, okay. Yeah, it's fine.
These are your clients, Walter Cruz and Joseph Schreier.
Please hold a second. Yes, the nurse says she won't stay in her chair.
Her what?
Her wheelchair. She won't stay in her chair.
Oh, gosh. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
very depressed.
Thank you for holding. Good afternoon, Sunshine.
Yeah, I know.
Mom?
Heidi?
Hi there. Can I just, can I turn this down? It's...
Hi, Maria. Good morning.
Good morning, Matt.
Sorry, I'm late.
You're late?
Yeah, I got held up at the restaurant.
What happened? You ran out of hamburgers?
No. Some guy came in. It was right at the end of my shift. Where'd you put your wheelchair?
What guy?
I don't know. Some... He wanted to know about the job I had in Tampa. This is weird.
You want you back?
No, he... Here it is. Why is your wheelchair in the bathroom?
It was in the way. What do you ask me?
Who?
The guy.
What I did, how long I was there, stuff like that.
What'd you tell him?
What do you mean? I told him the truth. I just checked. I was a caseworker. You got hurt, and I came home to take care of you. That's all.
Nope.
Okay, fine. To keep you company, then.
No, Heidi. You came home, and then I fell. That was 3 months later.
No, it wasn't. Because...
Yes, it was.
No. Okay. Why did I come home? If it wasn't to help you.
I don't know.
You don't know?
You wouldn't tell me.
This is from yesterday in the cafeteria.
Cruz and Schreier?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so fucking tired, man.
What are we listening for here?
Just quiet, you'll see.
Okay.
I'm just gonna try this. What is that, pineapple? Yeah, it's good. It's like cobbler. Man, they're laying it on thick.
What?
This Florida thing.
What Florida thing? What are you talking about?
That's where we are. Florida.
Yeah.
How do you know that?
Because that's where the plane landed.
At which airport in Florida did you land at?
It wasn't an airport, it was a base.
Yep, right. Me too.
Okay, so?
Where did you go after that?
They drove us here.
When on the way you saw a sign that said, welcome to Florida, something like that?
No, but...
Wait, did you see any road signs, anything like that that said Florida on it?
I think so, yeah.
I don't remember seeing anything like that. You sure you did?
I definitely saw palm trees.
Yeah.
I saw that.
Me too. What does that mean?
There's palm trees in Florida.
Yeah, there's palm trees in Florida. There's also palm trees in California, or Cuba, and probably, I don't know, Philippines, Lebanon.
Right. Okay, so what are you saying, dude?
Nothing. I'm just saying, I'm pointing out the only reason we think we're in Florida is because that's what they told us. That's the only reason we have to believe that.
Okay, so if we're not in Florida, where are we?
I don't know. That's my whole point. Why would they hide that from us?
Or they're not hiding it. You're wrong, and we are in Florida.
We're not. I'm telling you, I'm sure of that.
Well, why don't we go take a walk? Seriously, we're going into town, we'll walk around, ask some people on the street what state we're in.
Okay, sure. Like they haven't thought about that.
We can leave whenever we want. We should do that. We should go grab a beer or something.
You see, man, they're expecting that. They would have planned for that. Don't be a fucking moron.
Oh, I'm being a moron?
Hey, so, what you think that this is just a place where they want to help us out? Where we can take it easy and rest and, like, process shit? Now, does that make any sense? When's the last time anybody gave a fuck about you? All the shit that we've been through. When we were deployed, when people gave a fuck about you?
The guys in our unit, they cared, they gave a fuck.
Yeah, right, okay. And where are those guys from our unit? When's the last time you saw them?
I saw them before I got my orders to come here.
You got orders to come here? You received orders to come here?
Yes, didn't you?
Yeah, I must have. Right?
Yeah, right.
I just don't... But, and so... Where are those guys? Where is everybody? Just you? You know, just me? We got picked for this really nice treatment in a place with palm trees and pineapples? Why?
Look, I'm not trying to dismiss what you're saying. I'm really not. But I think the people here are okay. They're trying to help us.
Fine. Whatever. Sure. Yeah. I'm on board.
What are you doing?
Yum. Yum. This pineapple cobbler is delicious. I love this Florida pineapple.
Sit down. What are you doing?
No, nothing. Whatever. I'm crazy.
No, you're not crazy. Dude, you're just stressed. We all are.
I'm so tired, man.
I know.
Now it's making me
Here, get in your chair.
Can we talk about what's going on with you?
We will, once you're sitting in your wheelchair.
Heidi, it's unnecessary. I'll look ridiculous.
Well, it's not a fashion show. Can we give it a try, please? We'll just do a lap around the lobby and we'll come right back.
All right.
Put these down. Okay, be careful of that, Mom.
Okay.
Second chairs. Okay,
ready?
Oh, this is so bad.
Hey, Helen. Those new wheels are looking good.
Thank you, Marty. Good to see you.
You see, you're a hit.
He's an idiot. I just want to say one more thing.
No, Mom, please.
You don't have to tell me what's going on. But
there's nothing going on.
All right, but if you start feeling like you did, no, really, like you did then, you'll tell me, won't you?
Sure. Yeah, I'll tell you. Can we talk about this later?
There's nothing to be ashamed of, Heidi. Just, if you start feeling depressed...
Excuse me. I'm not depressed.
If you start
depressed?
Fine.
Mom.
I feel fine. Maybe it's the wrong word. Listen, when you came back from Tampa, whatever had happened to you there, you really took it to heart. If anyone spoke to you, you'd just stare at them. You were so shaky and quiet. Why are you going so fast?
I'm not.
But you're doing so much better now. You're working, you're getting back to your old self. My tough little girl, the horse stepped on.
The horse?
That trip to Wyoming. Now, come on. Your father and I could barely get into our saddles, but you went right up to that big red horse. You said that one. They said it was too dangerous.
No, they didn't.
They warned me. They said it's an overnight trip. If she takes that one out, she has to ride it back. I said, well, look at her. Isn't she fine? And you were.
Sure.
You were. We rode out hours and hours, and then...
I fell off.
Well, that horse knocked you off. Something startled him, and he threw you off, and then trampled right over your arm. I saw it. Snapped the bone. We were miles and miles out, and they said we had to wait for the sun to come up. You had to sit with your arm poking out at the weirdest angle all night. I sat with you. You cried about 10 minutes, and then you set your teeth. Next morning at dawn, Batman, the guide, rode you back. You know what he said to me about you?
He said, I was a tough little fish.
With the toughest little fish he ever saw. I said, Heidi, of course. I wasn't surprised. At that point, I'd known for years.
Heidi?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, this recording, obviously, there's some stuff we need to address here.
Yes.
Right?
I'll talk to Schreier. He has some other issues, and they're coming into play.
Well, he's week four?
Schreier is, week four.
Okay, so that's a big problem. He's highly agitated. He's paranoid.
Right. Well, like I said, we may need to treat Schreier more specifically, because he really... seems to be struggling in specific areas, Colin.
No, hang on. Uh-huh. No. Here's what we're going to do. You're going to move Walter Cruz out of Schreier's room.
We're just talking about a conversation, a private conversation that he had with a peer. I think if we overreact, it's not going to really be helpful.
Stop there. Heidi.
You're not here. Let me just explain to you what's going on.
Okay. Heidi, why don't you explain it to me?
I'm
going to stop you, okay? Here's what you're going to do. Walter Cruz goes back to his own room. There's no more putting people in the same room. We're done with that, okay? Is that understood?
Yes.
Heidi?
Yes.
Great. And we'll monitor Schreier very closely. And if this type of response persists, and if he doesn't drastically improve, we have him reassigned. Okay? We cannot have this kind of liability around now. All right, he's contaminating the entire project. We don't need that, okay?
Yes, you want me to reassign him if this persists, yes.
No, I want...
God damn it!
No, I want him reassigned if he doesn't drastically improve in the next 72 hours. Is that understood?
Yes.
Heidi, you're my right hand, okay? My point person. You're so fucking talented. Don't lose sight of what we're doing here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow afternoon or the morning after that. I don't even know what the fuck time it is here.
Are we here?
Oh, we're here. Okay, I have to go. Thank
okay.
you, Heidi.
Okay, thanks. Colin. Bye.
I think maybe one's dead.
One of the fish?
Yeah, the blue one's just lying at the bottom here.
I went and bought fish food. I feed them twice a day. I just don't
twice
know.
Oh, no, that's way too much.
It is?
Yeah, just every couple days, just give them a little.
Okay, I just, I mean, they look skinny, right? Okay, I'll deal with it later. Hold on.
This is Heidi Bergman, EID 101078, with homecoming client Walter Cruz. This is week two, session two, April 17th, 2017. So,
hi. How's it coming with self-reporting?
Yeah, I wrote a lot, actually. Yeah.
That's great.
Want to take a look?
Yeah.
Here. I wasn't really sure what was important.
It's whatever you want. It's just whatever you're thinking about. Yeah. What's that? Titanic Rising?
Yeah, Titanic Rising. It's kind of just a funny story about this guy we used to mess with, Dickinson.
He was in your unit?
Yeah, we called him Benji, actually. He was this little guy, and he was obsessed with... You know that movie, Titanic, with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Titanic?
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that was Benji's, like, number one favorite movie of all time. He watched it over and over. Like, every night we'd have to listen to him fall asleep watching it. So one day this guy, Lesky, was really smart, always reading, but he wasn't, like, annoying about it.
Right.
Lesky asks Benji what he thought of Titanic Rising, and Benji's like, what? And Lesky's like, you know, like the sequel to Titanic, Titanic Rising. And Benji says, what the fuck are you talking about? And Lesky's all like, I really thought you would have seen it. If Titanic is your favorite movie, it has all the same characters, but it's like 10 times as good.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. I mean, we were all just so incredibly bored. And our whole job was just locking up this one tiny road.
Right.
Basically.
It was a checkpoint.
Yeah. We'd just stand out there all day and get yelled at by dudes in cars on motorcycles. We had to check everybody who came through. It was like working at a shitty airport. But anyway, this guy Benji, he chews on this idea all day. And that night he gets online and he's in there for like an hour, 2 hours. Finally he comes out and he says, no way, no. There's nothing about that on the internet. No such thing as Titanic Rising. And Lesky, all casually, he says, of course not, man. It was an independent movie.
Oh, God.
And Benji just blinked at him.
Okay, he bought that.
He completely bought it. He had this whole line about how James Cameron had self-funded the sequel so he could work outside the studio system, but then the studio tried to suppress the movie for copyright or whatever, so it's really hard to get your hands on it.
Oh,
he told them it won the Berlin Film Festival.
Oh, that poor kid.
No, you have no idea. Lesky invents this whole plot about how they're raising the Titanic, and in the process, they uncover all these artifacts that led to stories that aren't in the first movie.
This sounds very complicated.
Oh, yeah, it got really involved. There was a mafia subplot with the Italians below deck, and Jack and Rose have to foil them. And there was tons of sex.
Yeah.
Jack's fucking this Polish teenage immigrant down in steerage. Rose is fucking the captain. She's literally fucking the captain when they hit the iceberg. That's why they hit the iceberg. It went on and on. Oh, and we all pretended that we had seen it, too. See, that's what made it so convincing. We all acted like we'd seen it. And me and Schreier, we'd throw in all these, like, little parts, and Lesky would take those and run with them.
Wow, that is so mean.
I know. And meanwhile, Benji's, like, obsessively trying to get his hands on a copy of this movie. He's, like, pleading with the people at the PX, can you please get me a copy of this movie? It's called Titanic Rising. And they're like, you mean Titanic? And he's like, no, Titanic Rising. But then Lesky got to them, the PX people. And so Benji goes in there and asks for it again. And they were like, oh, Titanic Rising. Mm. Yeah, no, we can't get that. It's just too emotional for soldiers. It's too good. We're not allowed to order that anymore.
Oh, God. So what happened? Did Benji figure it out?
Benji? Yeah, eventually.
Did Leskie finally tell him?
Leskie, no, he died.
Oh, gosh, I'm so sorry.
No, that's okay. Guess it makes the story a little sadder.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, he died, let me think, not too long after that. He got knocked over by this truck trying to come around the checkpoint a couple months after that. It was kind of annoying, actually, because Benji kept asking us about Titanic Rising, and we had to finally just tell him, you know, Leskie was making it up, man. The whole thing. We can't tell you any more about it, because he was making it up.
Hmm. That must have been so hard, what happened to Leskie.
Well, yeah.
Do you think we should talk about it?
Maybe later.
Homecoming was created and written by Eli Horowitz and Michael Bloomberg. Directed by Eli Horowitz. Sound design, editing, and music by Mark Henry Phillips. Produced by Alicia Vancouvering and Mark Henry Phillips. Casting by Henry Russell Bergstein. With performances by Katherine Keener, Oscar Isaac, David Schwimmer, David Cross, Amy Sedaris, Marcia Stephanie Blake, Aaron Saratsky, Babak Tafti, and Phyllis Somerville. Homecoming is a production of Gimlet Media.